The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about customer service. In fact, I want to read you a tweet. Hi, Aer Lingus. Are you contactable for a human conversation at all? Or is one of the friendliest countries in the world now represented by an entirely automated communications system? So said Sheila Fogarty, the journalist and LBC presenter in the UK online. And she is with me now. Sheila, so I understand you're locked in this battle with an AI customer service chatbot. Is that right?
Well, I'd like to tell you I had enough contact to have a battle, but no, the door is firmly closed. I love the idea.
It's like
of
a perverse version of unrequited love, isn't it?
It is. It is. It really is. It's. I mean, the first thing to say is I love Aer Lingus. I fly with Aer Lingus at least once a month, and I love them, and they're brilliant. But whatever they've done to their communication system is an act of vandalism, because every Aer Lingus person I've ever actually dealt with is a dream, and I've been trying to get. Shall I tell you what I need to know and why?
Yeah,
I've been trying
what
to
happened?
Contact them? Well, I've been trying. I've tried everything before. I've tried the tech version of communication. So I've called them. I've emailed them. No. None of it's worked. What I need is an answer to the following question: can I, in my checked-in luggage, bring a small can of paint primer with me?
Oh, wow.
It's a very specific paint primer.
Yeah. Okay.
And I can't find anywhere in Ireland that will deliver it to me in Ireland. And so I'm thinking I'm going to have to take it. I think I've found a solution, which is to get a friend of mine in Stillorgan to go to the place in Ireland and buy it and then post it to me. But I've been trying desperately to get Aer Lingus to speak to me. The best bit of it, or best slash worst element, was when I was directed to the Twitter or X DM process, where you can DM them.
Yes.
And actually, I've used that with transport companies before, and you are talking to a person, or it certainly looks that way, and they answer the actual question that you've put. But I think Aer Lingus's must be totally automated, because it became Python-esque in its hilarity. Okay. when I was trying to get an answer to that question.
So could it compute what you were asking it, or it couldn't get its head around why someone was trying to fly paint primer from Ireland to the UK.
From the UK to Ireland. Yeah, and as soon as you wrote the word baggage in your DM, it said, do you want to change the size of your baggage? Do you want to pay for baggage? Have you paid unnecessarily for baggage? And I was going, stop asking me questions about baggage and let me tell you what my question is about baggage. But no, it couldn't. I blew the computer, basically.
And how long has this been going on?
About a week now.
And you're still none the wiser.
Still none the wiser. Yeah, I just want to know whether it's possible. I Googled it, as in just, you know, out there to the world. Is this possible? And there are some exceptions. Obviously, they don't routinely allow you to take paint on board a plane, but because it's flammable, and I get that. But there are exceptions, and I just want to know whether my little primer for my doors is an exception.
Yeah, ironically, when you Googled it, Google's AI, Gemini, probably gave you the answer at the start.
Probably.
And there's just another version of AI that was telling you
an
answer.
But at least it gave me an answer. It didn't just say, do you want to talk about very expensive paintings that you might buy? No, it actually answered my question.
Oh, yeah. It's so frustrating. Siobhan McGuire is with us as well, the consumer journalist. Siobhan, I mean, we might all hope to speak to a person. Is the real hope, the more realistic hope, that actually you'll speak in the future to a better chatbot?
Oh God, wouldn't that be lovely, Kieran? I'm listening to Sheila there, and we can all relate to these bots, you know, basically trying to preempt where we need to go with our question and eventually getting us absolutely nowhere. They're not going away, that's for sure. I mean, the idea now behind bots for companies, whether it's Aer Lingus or somebody else, the banking sector at the moment is huge in terms of using these bots to deal with customer queries. The way companies look at this kind of thing, Kieran, is that value for money is the first thing. So using AI to deal with customer service is going to cost a lot less than bringing in actual humans to do the job. So they're looking at an 80% split in favour of AI, and then 20% for the people sitting in the call centres, who we hope to eventually get to after maybe 20 to half an hour wait on the phone to get to somebody. It's the systems around customer service in Ireland, and I'm sure everywhere, is just getting worse, because we do have the idea now that the bot is there to serve and to, you know, deal with our queries and basically satisfy us all in the end. And of course, we know that's not happening.
But that, like these companies, they must do a massive amount of research. And on some level, they know that people will put up with a degree of frustration before they move their business elsewhere. That's taken into account in all of this, is it?
It would be, yeah. I mean, you know, they have multiple agencies, some of the bigger businesses, doing lots of research for them in relation to loyalty and how much we will put up with. You know, we are better at switching in Ireland now, but the fact of the matter is, it's almost like we put it to the back of our mind that we've had a really bad experience with an airline, for example, because the next time we're traveling, if we see that same airline has a really good deal, you know, you just go, well, oh yeah, I have to fly with this. I can't not get this flight for that really good price. And you kind of forget things that have happened in the past. But certainly Aer Lingus, that as Sheila mentioned, they come up quite a bit in terms of customer queries that I receive, and it does relate to bots. People trying to get real answers to questions, but they're actually on a merry-go-round with, you know, Aaron the bot, who's using exclamation marks in every sentence because, you know, you're giving across this demeanour of I'm here to serve, but actually you're getting nowhere.
Is there a hack to get to a real person, something that will always get you there?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, but this relies on the old adage of the phone and calling somebody. So instead of trying to get through to customer service yourself, you just use a sales number in any business, because they're going to answer immediately, you know, because the idea there is that somebody is like, the phone's ringing. That's somebody who's going to sign up with us. That means more money for the company. And then you just, you know, apologize. You obviously got through to the wrong department. Can they transfer you to customer service? And the key here is to be super polite, because these people are used to, especially in customer service, they're used to dealing with really bad behavior from the public, because people get so infuriated and, you know, tensions build. And by the time you get to talk to somebody, it's too late.
Sheila, there you go. You're going to have to ring Aer Lingus' sales desk and claim that LBC want to put kind of you on one side, Nick Ferrari on the other, James O'Brien maybe on one of the wings or something like that.
Listen, I tried ringing sales. That didn't work. I tell you what I thought about doing, and I didn't do it because I thought it might be a step too far. I thought about ringing their media centre and saying, hello,
oh,
I'm a journalist.
Yes. Well, listen,
I'm a very important presenter, you know. Couldn't you help me with this? But I didn't do that.
Yeah, well, listen, maybe someone from the Aer Lingus media centre is listening to this and they'll get in touch. Sheila, listen, thanks a million for sharing the story with us. We wish you well with whatever painting you are doing when you get to the other side, if you get the primer across. Sheila Fogarty, the journalist and LBC presenter. Siobhan Maguire, the consumer journalist as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.